Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Lies.
Overnight news.
Now, making news over the weekend. Now, this is me speaking for myself. My name's Chris Dittmar and I'm about to get political just so I'm not biased and I'm not trying to sway anybody. I just want to play you a little bit of audio from Albanese over the weekend.
Talking about a $1 a week increase for people who earn $20.33 an hour. And they're the heroes of the pandemic. They're cleaners. They're people who kept the economy going.
Okay. Now, and just to clear up, I think you said a dollar a week. It's a dollar an hour, as you've also been pointing out this week.
Now, if you're listening this morning and you're going to vote Labor, you go your hardest and good on you. And I'm not trying to sway anybody. But and if Labor get
how
up,
many
fantastic.
Stuff ups can you have in
but
one
this
campaign?
Bloke cannot lead our country. I'm sorry, he just can't. He is awful. And I'm going to go back over last. No, he didn't know the unemployment rate, which for a Labor politician and leader is pretty important. He didn't know the cash interest rate, the cash rate, the NDIS plan. They had to stop the press conference for about 20 minutes while he read up on it. And now his own wage rise policy, he actually thinks it's a dollar a week as opposed to a dollar an hour. He is awful. And again, if you think I'm trying to sway you or be biased, I'm not. Because I'll tell you now, on a Labor v Liberal thing, I think Peter Malinauskas is an absolute superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's brilliant. So, as I said, if Labor get up this weekend, magnificent. But this bloke can't
We're going to vote Saturday, don't we?
He cannot possibly lead the country. He's awful.
Well, he's favourite to do it at the moment, Dits. Yep. I can tell you that right now.
So that's what we're in for.
Yes, we are.
He's not so good with the numbers, is he?
Not real good, no.
And that's pretty important when you're running the biggest economy in Australia, the nation. So good luck. See what happens throughout the week. Britney Spears has lost her baby after
terrible.
I said I was a bit concerned about her last week with her little photo, but Lozzie, you thought that was all right, but I wonder if that was tied up with it or it happened before. Or
the photo she said was taken before she was pregnant. So that was an old photo that she just put up. But so she's had a miscarriage, which is awful. They said that it was a bit of a shock, sort of miracle pregnancy. So you got a feel for them. They put out a statement. It was very sad.
Yeah, nothing good about that.
Bit of privacy, which is what we're giving them right now,
Just promoting a Chinese president, they said, has had a brain aneurysm.
Really?
I think. Has been dealing with it. I don't know how you deal with a brain aneurysm. You know, usually you probably don't survive those things, do you?
No.
So we've got China president and Vladimir Putin as well dealing with health issues. Two of the biggest, most powerful, dangerous countries in the world.
Yeah.
Feels a bit Weekend at Bernie's, doesn't it? Like they would just prop them up.
Do you think?
Know? Well, I feel like that's kind of what they would do. They wouldn't tell anyone what's going on.
Mm.
He's fine. Look at him. Yeah.
Well, they're saying both of them could get internally toppled or however you want to say it.
I mean,
even Chinese
Right
at the moment. So interesting stuff.
Elon Musk is doing a sort of a backflip on his purchase of Twitter.
Yes.
Because it turns out there are so many fake Twitter accounts. And he's saying, well, hang on, if I'm buying X number of Twitter accounts, but all of a sudden 30% of them are fake. Well, I'm not really getting the numbers, am I, that I want?
Yeah.
And the ironic thing is, he actually tweeted this message over the weekend that he wasn't keen on Twitter.
It's like Jars with his Instagram followers. He bought 4,000 of them.
What, to get up to 4,500?
Yeah, he wanted more followers, so he bought a package.
And then what happened? He still lost the bet, didn't
he? Yeah, he still lost the bet because he was meant to have 5,000. He got the numbers wrong. So
plus
if you're going to buy it, if you're going to do it right, Jars, you know, at least buy the right amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great if we could actually eradicate all fake accounts and everyone.
Yeah, well, that's what he's promised.
Put their name to
it. That's what he's promised.
Live up to what you put
Authenticity.
Out there.
Authenticity.
That's it.
But then who would you talk to on the internet, Tiz?
Yeah.
Without all of your bots.
Who was that girl I was talking to last week?
I thought Sandra was real.
Yeah, I know.
Sandra 123. Hi.
Sandra Bot. Awful tragedy over the weekend, the passing of Andrew Symonds. I've never met him, Roo. Did you ever?
I filmed an ad with him for a full day once in Queensland. A terrific fella. He's a knockabout country fella. He loves fishing. He loves the outdoors. He doesn't like the spotlight. He wouldn't, if you didn't know he played cricket, you wouldn't He just seems like a bloke you'd talk to in the front bar.
Well, whether it's Matthew Hayden or Adam Gilchrist, whoever over the weekend, just speaking in such glowing terms of him and describing him the way you just did. And apparently the real life and soul of the change room, you know, always had everyone laughing and always in a great mood. But up until he passed away, even last week, his sense of humour came through. I don't know if you read this story, but this made me smile. So he does commentary on Fox and on the cricket coverage. So he's a part-time commentator with Fox, who Roo works for with the footy. And last week it was announced that Tom Brady in the United States, the great quarterback, has signed on for $540 million to work with. And as soon as that story broke, Andrew Simons texted Steve Crawley, the boss of Fox, and said, "We need to talk about my contract."
Because he was out of contract. He was out of contract.
Incredible, fantastic sense of humour. Yeah.
There's that vision of him swiping the slamming into the streaker, and that's what sticks out to me is just how hilarious that is, and he just wasn't going to take it. Just amazing.
All right, Triple M, we've put together this montage.
The new batsman is Andrew Simons. He goes high again. That is a massive six, and it is out of the ground by a long, long way. Simons finds the gap, and he brings up his maiden shield century, and deservedly so. A lot of pressure on this young man, and he has delivered the goods today.
A good shot, very good shot. Boy, what a powerhouse he is.
Shot. That's Andrew Simons' best, a genuine half volley burst.
So strong. Monstrous strike again from Simons.
That could well be it. That will be it. That is a brilliant one-day 100 for Andrew Simons. His first for Australia.
That particular innings was life-changing for me as a player because I now had proof and I now had a method to how to go about scoring my runs.
And he's hit that straight down the ground. That's a great hit. Oh, that's a beauty. That has gone all the way for six. Andrew Simons is taking the Pakistanis to pieces.
He's been waiting for one of these for a long, long time. It races him to 96. That's the way, Simo. Get through the 90s quickly.
Collingwood comes on and I thought mid on, mid off, up. I'm thinking if he does slip one up there, I think I'm going to have to take him over the top. And sure enough, three balls later, yeah, I got one in my arc.
He has it. Andrew Simons has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden test match 100 for a dream entertainer.
Later on that night, I'm in the dressing room there, I'm having a drink, and I'm thinking, I look across at Haydos, and he's got this huge red mark on his forehead. I said, "What happened to you?" He goes, "It was you, dickhead. When you got your 100, you just crushed my helmet onto my head that hard. You give me a bit like blood blister on his forehead."
You beauty! There's a smile. There's a 100. There's a cricketer.
Hard to believe we've lost Andrew Simons at the age of 46. And I'll say it again, Loz, I'm sorry, but this front page picture today of his two little kids. How do you explain to that little boy and little girl that their daddy's not coming home? Yeah. It's just beyond belief, isn't it?
Yep.
Beautiful wife, Laura.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, go and listen. Triple M did a great job yesterday chucking his interview with Mark Howard and the Howie Games yesterday. It was brilliant. And, yeah, if you want to have a listen, I'd advise you to do so.
On the line is a man who knew Andrew Simons really well, played with him for many, many years and just mixed with him. We're talking our very own Darren Buff Lehman. Buff, unfortunately, we have to talk to you again in these very, very sad circumstances. How are you holding up?
Oh, I've been better, lads. It's been a crap couple of months, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, it's been a terrible time for everyone. And again, your thoughts are just with the kids and Laura and everyone involved with Roy up there in North at the moment. So, it's just been a terrible time.
Explain to everyone what he was like. I mean, we've heard over the weekend that he was, fun to be with and he loved camping and fishing and everything. Tell us what you thought of Andrew Simons.
Oh, you loved him. I loved, obviously, he's one of the best blokes I've ever coached, mate, to be perfectly honest. And this one's been obviously different because I played with Warnie and they had a good involvement with Bacchus, but this one was the sort of first player I've coached that's happened that way and happened so suddenly. So a great man, loved fishing, loved his family, loved his friends, loved a 4X gold tin, mate. he loved getting away in the outdoors. For me, coaching, he taught me a lot, actually, in terms of he needed an outlet. So when I first coached him, I had to give him a couple of days off so he could go fishing. Yeah. You know, and that's just the way he was. He wanted to do the outdoors. He played the game he loved for a game. He didn't play it for the rewards of the money, three rewards. He played it for a game. And that probably sums him up the best way. He's just a great mate to all. And we're going to miss him dearly.
He was one of those enigmatic cricketers, wasn't it? It took him a long, long time to convince the Australian fans that he was worthy, didn't it? He was, I don't know, for some reason he struggled for a while, but then he just really, he burst onto the scene, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, mate. And again, don't use big words in interviewing me, me and Roy. Right. I mean, jeepers creepers, we wouldn't know what that means, but I'm presuming it took him a long time to play.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just a superstar of the game, mate. And you're right, once he got in, he really took it on. I remember in 2003 in the World Cup when he got that 100 against Pakistan, that really gave him the confidence to go to the next level, and from then on he really grew. And that test match 100 at Boxing Day that everyone's been watching the last sort of 24 hours brings back some great memories on the field for him. He was a fantastic career when he had the confidence up and running, which he did late in his career. He was great to watch.
Triple M played his one-on-one with Mark Howard from the Howie Games yesterday, and it said just before he made that 100, he actually got in contact with Wayne Bennett and was going to give up cricket and take up rugby league. He said, I don't think I can be consistent enough. It's not working for me. And then he made 100, and then it all went upwards from there. Did you know that, Buff?
Yeah, I did, mate. And, it's a bit like, Wayne Bennett. He said, you're going to be a lot better than cricket than you are at footy. and I know Neil Kelly did the same thing for me. He said, go away and play cricket.
Yeah.
Don't play Aussie rules. You're crap at it. And that's sort of what happened. And that's great advice from, great men. And, Wayne Bennett's obviously a legend in the rugby league circles. And he just gave him the great feedback, gave him the confidence to follow his dreams, and that was, exceptional.
Buff, I've never ever met Andrew Symonds, but he must have been a funny character as well, and there's a beautiful story we heard this morning about his humour. When last week it was announced that Fox in America have put Tom Brady on a $540 million commentary deal, Andrew Symonds contacted Fox Cricket here straight away and said, we need to talk about my contract, which is very funny.
Yeah, he had some great humour. And just enjoyed life. His extra life is unbelievable, lads. It's just unbelievable that he's not here. And I woke up this morning and all you can think of is his beautiful family. So enjoy the good times and hug everyone close to you, I reckon.
Yeah, and keep a lookout for your mates, Buff, when you've had several close mates pass away recently, and that can affect different people in different ways. So keep a lookout for everyone because not good news.
Yeah, again. Buff, thanks again. You've been good to us. You helped us out Friday with the heart scare, and you've joined us again this morning. We really, really appreciate it in these tough times, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
He's a beauty. Buff. Darren Lehman.
We love our plumbers. Loz just doesn't like the hot ones.
Oh, no, I like hot plumbers, but you don't want a hot plumber.
No, can distract him from his real job.
You ring through, send ugly plumbers, please.
No, but it's the embarrassing, that's an embarrassing thing. You just want some old bloke you're not attracted to.
Didn't he offer one a coffee the other day and he said yes? Just a tradie?
He was fixing the roof, right. So he was putting it, he had a piece of quiche. You can't say yes to the quiche, surely not. It's a politeness thing,
Real plumbers don't eat quiche.
So you offered him quiche, but you didn't really want him to have it.
You drink it, water, and then it went to a tea.
Right.
And then it went to
I think he wanted a bit more.
God.
What, more than quiche?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all I've got, mate.
No.
Oh,
you're a bit slow there, are you? Cup of tea,
well, obviously,
quiche.
We made love, obviously.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good. Hey, Plumbers of Adelaide, what have you found out there? I read an article on the weekend about things that were found. False teeth, a rubber duck, paper towel, wipes, phones, all these sort of things.
Phones.
And a 25-centimetre long sex toy.
What?
A plumber found all this?
Yeah, that's what they find in toilets, flush down South Australian toilets.
Flush down the toilet?
Yes, that's what they do, Dit. So either drop your false teeth accidentally and flush it, or I'm purposely putting wipes and things like that down there. A rubber chicken, as I said before.
A rubber chicken?
Dog toys. Mobile phones. 250 metres of rope. Somewhere.
Huh?
I don't know how the hell they did that. 25 centimetre sex toy. You're never going to be happy after that, are you?
What do you mean?
Hang on. Whoever's using that. Yeah.
It's 25. That's pretty big.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying it wouldn't be
well,
good.
Well, if you ever go back to natural,
I think you're going to
be unhappy, aren't you?
Look, I hadn't really thought it through. Yeah.
Unless the West Indies come to next summer.
Is this the phoner? Or?
Oh, this has gone really blue.
How big is your sex toy? 133353.
Well, I don't deal in them a lot. I've never actually used one. I'm just trying to do the numbers. Well, that's 10 inches, for God's sake.
Yeah, this bloke found more than what he bargained for in his pipe.
Yeah, when I was an apprentice plumber, I rolled up to a house to unblock a drain. The owner basically was there and sort of over my shoulder, and I said, "Look, mate, there's a few condoms on here. Can you next time just sort of wrap them up and throw them out? Don't flush them down the toilet." And he just sort of looked a bit stunned, and he sort of said to me, "Oh, I don't use them. It's just me and the wife." So,
oh no!
I was very quick to pack up and get out of there.
Oh, no.
The neighbour had been jumping the fence a little bit there. Mano Paro, g'day, Michael.
G'day, team. How are we going?
What have you found in the toilet?
I was called out to block drain. Young lady come to the door and said, my drain's all blocked up. So I proceeded to unblock the drain, and when I was unblocking it, a ton load of chewing gum come out.
Oh.
And the mother looked at me and says, "Is that chewing gum?" And I said, "Yes, it is." She quickly ran inside and dragged her 12-year-old son out the front door, gave him a bit of a clip and said, you're not allowed to eat chewing gum.
Oh, no.
What's going on? So what was happening, he was going in the shower with a packet full of chewing gum, chewing as much as he could and then jamming it down the drain.
Ah, well. Could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
Poor
it
life.
Could have been a lot worse, but it was a funny one.
Good on you, Michael.
Plumbers, what have you found?
Sex toys, false teeth, rubber chickens, wipes, phones.
Wedding rings.
All sorts of stuff. Ooh, let's go to Morph Vale. Brad, what have you found down the toilet?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I got called out by the cops, going back 10 years or so. They'd done a drug raid on a house.
On your house?
No, not my house.
Oh.
So the perpetrator flushed the evidence, and then they called us in to retrieve it, and it ended up being $10,000 worth of heroin.
Whoa!
Oh, can you say what suburb? Doesn't matter, probably. Don't worry about it.
Well, it was a newish suburb, and a nice two-story house, and
So they've been doing it for a while.
That's right. All right, good on you, Brad. No worries, plumbers find all sorts of things. Very sad over the weekend, the passing of Andrew Symonds at age 46.
Another one of those ones. I woke up to Warnie on the morning, and we woke up to Andrew Symonds on Saturday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah,
car
shocking.
Accident.
Some of the great stories about Andrew Symonds have been told over the weekend by his former teammates, but here he is. He's actually talking about one of the funniest stories in world cricket about a streaker.
So this bloke is a fit, rangy-looking bloke, jumps the fence over near what would have been the Brisbane Lions social club over the far side of the ground. He starts running out in the middle. So the crowd's gone, erupted, right? He's got nothing on but a stubby cool around his right wrist, I think. And there's a very overweight Queensland policeman in not hot pursuit, but he's nearly going backwards. And he's got the world's biggest two-way, which has come unclipped off his belt, and it's bouncing on the ground behind him as he's trying to make tracks on this bloke. He's coming towards the middle now. He's inside the 30-yard circle, and the crowd's loving it. They can't catch him. And so he starts, he looks out towards him, and he looks at me, and I sort of locked eyes on him, and I sort of smiled, and I went, "Come over here, dickhead." So he comes over towards me, and the umpire stepped back from the stumps. He's thinking, "Oh, this bloke could be a lunatic," so he's moved out of the road, and I sort of swapped my bat from my right hand into my left hand, right side dominant, and as the Broncos back rower Tony Carroll taught me once. He said, "Work from high to low." So try and get under their ribs and knock the wind out of them. And then if you're good enough, when you actually knock them off, get them off the ground horizontal, then when they land on the ground, you land on top of them again and try and knock any wind that's ever left in them out. I worked from high to low, got the shoulder in, didn't wrap the arms, but that's the way it was. And I knocked this bloke, I got him horizontal, I got him pretty good. And then shortly after that, the Queensland Police Force caught up with this gentleman, and as did the security guards, and escorted him off the ground.
Well, that streaker
He could have done some injury to Andrew Simons there because he seemed to run straight at him and all of a sudden he was on his back.
Comment Richie Beno. Right? Yeah, good. Some of his former teammates have also commented over the weekend. Let's first of all hear from Jimmy Ma, who played with him for years at Queensland.
It's just a... Yeah, it's just a horrible time for anyone. And, we're going to really miss him. And really, thoughts and prayers are with those beautiful kids and his family.
From Ricky Ponton.
And also former Australian captain Mark Taylor.
Oh, very relaxed, Simo. He's an adventurer. Loved his fishing. He loved hiking, camping. He and Matthew Hayden, good mates. They love to fish together. They'd go away to Stradbroke Island, just off Brisbane there. And fish together, camp together. He was an entertainer with the bat when it came to cricket. And as you say, he was an imposing guy. He was a big lad.
Yeah.
He, I believe, a very good rugby league player as a young kid as well. Hit the ball a long way and just wanted to entertain. He was, in a way, a little bit of an old-fashioned cricketer. You know, would not have been out of place playing in probably the 70s or 80s.
You'll hear more about it today, but the very sad passing of Andrew Simons. Darren. Hello, on this Monday morning, we are talking a lot this morning about Andrew Simons and celebrating the life of one of our great cricketers, tragically taken at the age of 46. But other things happening this morning, we've got the rumour mill coming up.
Sure have. Got another good one today.
It's about an Adelaide icon, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we'll do that just after 7:30, so hang around for that one. Yeah. Footy Hotline's happening as well.
Oh, no.
We'll throw the phones open and talk about the footy on the weekend.
And, Loz, what about Date My Dad?
Oh, this is fantastic. Guy, he's great. He's I'm not going to say the word rich, but he's got two beautiful cars and a successful business.
Well, he's a financial advisor.
He's a financial advisor. He's got a lovely set of twins.
Beautiful.
Justice and Savannah, how cute were they? He's very handsome. He likes surfing.
Yep.
He's got a couple of dogs.
Mm-hmm. It's almost too good to be true.
Well, this is the thing.
So, ladies, register now if you'd like to go on a date with Guy.
Date
my dad.
We're going to talk to him later on. Loz, what happened to you? I heard you went down to the Marion Hotel Friday night. The rush hour down there doing an OB. What happened down there?
It was a lot of fun.
You get hit on?
I wouldn't say it was hit on. I got asked to sign a Guernsey. And it was,
what sort of Guernsey?
It was a Crows one.
Yeah.
And it had,
you signed a Crows Guernsey?
Well, it had your signature. It had Andrew McLeod's signature.
Tony Modra.
Had
the odd one out.
And he came over and he said, Loz, sign my Guernsey. And I said, mate, I don't think you know what you're asking. I think you might have had a couple. He said, please, I'm begging. So I signed it. And
what did you say?
I said, I don't play for the Crows, love Loz. So I'm so sorry to you, mate. You probably weren't in your right mind, and I took advantage of you. But
bit of fun. Yeah. What we learned from the weekend up next,
Loz. And when you sign, I don't think it's appropriate that you put your phone number next to it. Triple M Brekkie with Rude
on Triple M Breakfast with Rude Ditts and Loz.
Did you learn something?
What did we learn?
Segment you do every Monday morning. It's very informative. What did you learn over the weekend, Roo?
We read a couple of weeks ago that in some workplaces, starting in New South Wales, it's no longer okay to call someone mate.
Yeah.
Didn't we? We read that. Yeah. Well, I read on weekend, now you're not allowed to have a crack at a bloke by calling him bald.
So what?
Yes.
How do you feel about this, being the bald man?
Well, I'm very happy and relieved because at Port Adelaide games, I get called a bald C quite regularly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Oh, yeah, a bit of feedback from the crowd.
No. We don't use that word down my way. No.
I think the origins of the word can be found.
Well, you could be right.
Oh, yeah.
The very first time it was ever uttered, it was in the Alberton Hotel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's now sexual harassment.
How could that be sexual harassment?
Well, it's because mainly it's blokes that are bald.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so win for the baldies.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
What'd you learn over the weekend, Loz?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll move on.
I could not think of a thing. I've been trying all morning. Okay. And I thought I'd Google just some random fact, but then I thought, I'm better than
that. All right, get back to us. Hey, Loz?
Mine's boring as bat. You know what? I found that everyone pronounces Wikipedia wrong. It's meant to be pronounced Wikipedia.
Wiki
is Hawaiian for quick, fast.
Fast
encyclopedia.
Wikipedia.
And it's like one of those things where people just mispronounce it. That's like when we pronounce Adidas over here. That we all know it's wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, it's meant to be Adidas.
Adidas.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. Oh. I'll dispute that.
No, that's, no, no, Adidas. That's
all right, well, I'm sorry to sound like a know-all, but I'm going to.
No, go for it. This is
the man who created Adidas, his name is Adi Dassler. So I would have thought it was Adi Dass.
Oh.
So what, and his brother went across the road and created Puma. And you had Puma and Adidas at loggerheads there for a long, long time. That's the origin of it. Serious.
Wait a minute. The brother of...
They fell out, so his brother went
and
across
he went
the road.
Across the road and made Puma.
Yep.
When I fight with my brother, I don't come up with $1 million.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Adi Dassler's the man that started
it. Hey, wow. I thought it might have been Adidas, but what you're saying is I'm...
You are wrong.
Yeah. Sorry. I know that sounds...
I yield to someone that's actually had a sports career.
But get back to me on it.
Wikipedia. Look him up on Wikipedia. Just hasn't got the same ring to it.
I've stolen mine from... the great Dr. Carl, who we love dearly, comes on this show a lot.
You and Dr. Carl are pretty similar.
We're in tune with each other. I was driving in the other morning about 4 a.m, so I figured not many people would have heard it. But we all live our lives in delay. We are 0.3 seconds behind. And what I mean by this, and he explained it beautifully.
0.3 seconds sounds like a lot.
If I look at an image, I've got the advertiser in front of me, and I look at that picture, I've actually seen it 0.3 seconds ago. Before it registers with my brain.
You're freaking me out, Dix.
No, and how they've tested this is they've wired up people's brains and they'll show them a picture and that 0.3 seconds later something triggers, like an electrical current triggers, and they can... So they've measured it.
It's not 0.03 seconds,
is it? But how spooky is this? No, 0.3. And how spooky is this? We hear audio 0.1 seconds in delay, and what your brain does is matches the audio up with the vision so that it's all in sync. Your brain automatically does it. There you go.
Oh.
So we live our lives in slight delay. Amazing.
That's freaked me out.
Yeah. Loz. It makes sense that you...
Well, it takes a while for the eyeball to see it, the retina to register it, and send it to your brain. It does. It takes 0.3 seconds.
Is that... So does that make... That makes us vulnerable to attack?
Because that's why if someone shoots you, you probably can't get out of the way.
If we saw it without a delay. Did he explain why? Is it just because we're just...
Well, the time it takes for it to go from your eyeball to your brain.
It's such a complex mechanism that it just... There is going to be a delay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've measured it with brain waves.
Wow.
There you go.
I love that. Well done.
If you've got something you've learnt, let us know. 0488 51047. Looks like we've got a call coming in.
Learnt is I'm the most boring man.
That is not boring. I find that really,
really
interesting.
Interesting.
And the argumentative side of me wants to argue with that.
We'll get Dr. Carl on. Why don't we do that one day this week?
I would like to. 0.3 seconds sounds too long, doesn't it? Do you agree or not?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's probably right, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll confirm what we confirmed.
The producer's scurrying for the address book out in the little area out there. Right. Dr. Carl could be on. Who knows?
On a Monday morning, we like to throw open the phones, don't we, Roo, after the weekend of footy?
We throw them open, but we don't get too far. They just keep going straight down the Alberton.
You won't believe it. She's on the phone again.
Of course she's on the phone.
Good morning, Shaz.
Another win.
Shaz a dip, Mark.
Yeah, hello, Shaz. Yeah, just stop using the surname, will you?
My surname?
Yeah, all right. Hey, Shaz. Shaz, you know Date My Dad here on Triple M. We have noticed, we've looked at who's registered. There is a Shaz from Alberton. That wouldn't be you, would it?
Yeah, you'll see a couple of registrations for Shaz from Alberton. Yep, I'm giving it a fair crack. I just think we go well together. I mean, his twins are the same age as my twins, Gavin and Warren. You know, he's got BMW, what else, an Audi. I've never been inside an Audi, but I've been on the bonnet.
Let's move on to the footy, shall we? Hey, what do you think of Port Twin on the weekend?
Four in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys are on bloody fire at the moment. So proud of them. The Roos aren't going too flash.
No.
I've seen Roos on the side of the road with more life in them, you know. You know, they were always going to fade badly in the last quarter, just like Mark Ricciuto's voice if he's doing special comments. Yeah. Just can't go the distance.
Yeah, there wasn't a big crowd down at the game, just 5,000 people down there in Hobart, wasn't there?
Honestly, Roo, I'll tell you what, there was more people at the Alberton Town Hall for the AA meeting last night.
Right.
I don't know how it's anonymous if you're related to everyone there.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah. Hey, you must have been disappointed Charlie Dixon didn't play.
Yep. Pity he didn't make the trip down to Tassie, but he can come around my place and I'll show him a map of Tassie.
Hey,
are you still single, are you, Shaz?
Biggest belief, Roo, but yes, I am. Aaliyah is not returning my calls. Charlie Dixon has put out a restraining order.
Yeah.
It doesn't make makes sense. We have so much in common. We're both redheads. Yeah. He loves hot rods, and I love hot wiring cars.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, and Dit, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I heard you talking up North on the weekend saying that they were playing well in the second quarter. What the bloody hell's going on there?
Well, I was just calling it as I said. I thought they did play well in the second quarter.
Traitor. You are a traitor. Honestly.
You've got to be unbiased.
First you say North are doing well, and then you don't show up for our cousin Trudy's intervention yesterday.
I was busy. All right, thanks for calling in again, Shaz.
Are you going down to Geelong, Shaz, this weekend? There's a big game for Port.
It depends. I might be in Labor.
Look,
well, you're voting for Labor in the election, or are you going to be in Labor?
Oh, a bit of both. I don't know. Who gives you best childcare, you know, stuff? That's rebate. That's where I'm going.
Albert Sneezy. Go with him.
Albert Sneezy?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Shaz.
You're welcome, Dick.
A couple of little political announcements on the weekend. I actually don't mind them. People have been struggling to get into the first homeowners, that is, struggling to get into the market. And there's been a policy put forward that you can tap into your super fund up to $50,000 each person. So you could use, you know, 50 or 100 grand as your deposit for a house.
Yep.
I think it's a great idea. I don't think there's much downside to it at all, as long as you can't sell your house and keep the proceeds at some point. You know, there's the portion that you put in from your super plus some growth per annum should have to go back into your super fund. I think it's a great way of getting in. What's the point of having all this money in the super for your retirement if you can't own a house? I mean, your house, it's been proven that real estate goes up at a similar rate to what your superannuation goes up. That's just in stock. So I think it's actually a good idea there. Yeah. And the other one that they've thrown up is for people over the age of 55 can actually sell their home. So if they've been in the home for 30 years and had, you know, big capital growth over the years, they can actually downsize and put, instead of putting a maximum of $50,000 a year into your super to try and make sure you look after yourself and got the right amount of money when you retire, you can actually put up to $300,000 each into your super to help you give a better nest egg. That'll also free up housing stock, because at the moment there's not enough houses out there for people to buy. You can't build them quick enough.
Yep.
So I think there's good things there that'll help older people get set for retirement and younger people actually get into the market.
Why can't you put more than $50,000 into your super a year?
Because it's a tax dodge, basically.
Right. And what would happen? And there wouldn't be any negative repercussions from people putting up to $300,000 in?
Well, not really. I don't think there is, no. That might cost the government a fraction more money, but the upside of people having houses to buy and getting themselves into a better financial position for retirement, I think it's a couple of good policies, but that's only me sitting on the fence.
And I think what you said's right, that it needs to be restricted in a way that if you did get a windfall, that you don't then go, I'll go and buy a Ferrari or whatever. You know, it's got to be kept for the
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep. Which I think that could be pretty easy to have a couple of systems in place for that. So, have a look at that over this week.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
The rumour mill.
What have you got for us, Roo?
I have got a bit of information about a iconic South Australian restaurant.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about...
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
So it's Italian.
Right, I have a guess. What's
Italian.
The best?
What's
one
most
of
iconic?
The best Italian restaurants in South Australia, please?
I don't want to say...
Old school.
All right.
Old school.
Well, it has to be. You have to be talking about La Trat.
Well, bang, right
La
on the
Trattoria.
Nose.
We all know it as La Trat. What's happening at La Trat?
Don't
tell me it's La closing. Trat,
no, definitely not closing. Oh, this is an iconic restaurant that you have to book to get into and run by some fantastic people who have put their lives behind the apron, I would say, at this place. It is changing hands.
What?
You're joking. Hang on. The Parisi family.
The Parisis.
I've been there.
Andy Parisi.
How
Chris
long have
Parisi.
They been there?
As long as I can remember. I should have got
life.
This information.
Now, do you remember at one stage, Mr. Parisi won best pizza maker in the world.
The world's best pizza maker.
He won
maker.
The world title. No.
Yep. So they've been working 5-6 nights a week for their most of their lives.
Gee.
So it is changing hands. I think Chris is going to stay on.
Yeah.
And little Billy that you see out the
yeah,
front.
Yeah, the manager.
He'll be there. He'll be there hanging on as well. So nothing's going to change. I think it changes hands towards the end of the financial year. So if you want to get in
wow.
to see Andy and wish him all the best
yeah.
and catch up with him.
But it will live on, which is good
it
news.
It will live on. All it'll right. be exactly the same. Andy won't be there as much, but watch this space and get in there and say good day to the guys and we'll see you to Andy before he
right.
moves on to greener pastures.
Good rumour. Oh, right now you can pick up Dr. Carl's brand new book, Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science. It's now in bookstores and I love his books. Now, earlier this morning we did a thing called What We Learned Over the Weekend and I came up with the fact that I was listening to Dr.
Yeah.
Carl in the early hours the other morning driving in on Triple M
yep.
talking about the fact that we live our lives in delay.
Mm.
And I think I'm right in saying he said that 0.3 seconds later, you see something, but 0.3 seconds later it registers. It goes through the eyeball and then to the brain and rah, 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 and things mm-hmm. are triggered. I want him to confirm this for me. Dr. Yep. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. And it's to do with the case of a man who could hear people speak before he saw their lips move.
Oh,
I'm joking.
The audio spooky. Didn't line up.
No. You see, the audio file has to be processed in your brain, but it's a fairly small file, and so it takes 0.1 seconds for your brain to process it, and so then you've got the full appreciation of somebody saying, good morning, we'd like a cup of coffee or something. It takes 0.3 seconds for light to come in through the eyeballs, land on the retina, get turned into electricity, and there is processing happening inside the actual retina itself,
mm.
and then it gets compressed, gets sent to the back of the head, where there's two areas roughly the size of a baby's clenched fist or a golf ball, one on each side of your head, and they turn that electricity into full three-color glorious 3D,
wow.
and that takes 0.3 seconds, and so far we've come across in the whole planet of 8 billion people, one person who has this weird thing.
Wow.
And he noticed, he was a quite intelligent 60-year-old person who was a pilot for an airline, and he noticed that on TV that he'd hear the sound oh. before he saw their lips move. He thought, oh, there's something wrong with the TV. And then he noticed it was happening with his family and everybody in the world. And what happens is that in your brain, your brain adds an extra 0.2 seconds so the audio file lines up with the video file.
Oh,
and something, and we do not know what, something had happened in this guy's brain that there was no longer that matchup. There was no longer that delay put in there. It had just gone.
Wow.
And we don't know why, and we don't know where. Otherwise, he's perfectly normal, and he's flying in airplanes, but he's lost that artificial 0.2 second delay, which has been put in by your brain to match up sound and vision.
Incredible.
Now, it's hard for me to really understand whether that makes a difference. So do animals have this? Does everyone on the planet have this? Or are we at a disadvantage because we're living in a delay?
You mean the video delay?
Yeah.
Oh, we're stuck with the video delay.
Yeah.
The video delay of 0.3 seconds, we are stuck with because that's simply how long it takes to have to happen. You know, to turn from electricity into vision, things don't happen in zero time. And there's a huge amount of processing, and there's these big areas of your brain that are just dedicated to video processing. And by the way, if you were to go blind and then start to have to learn Braille
yeah.
to read, in most people, part of the brain that lights up is near the front of the brain where they process Braille. And to turn those little dots into letters. But if you've lost your vision, then your brain knows this and then somehow starts using that massive underused capacity to process Braille for you.
Wow.
So people who've gone blind and learned Braille, they pick it up with their processing areas at the back of your head.
Wow. But
does it give us an advantage? No, it is not an advantage. In fact, it is a disadvantage.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
a snake or a dog can move really quickly, and it would be better if we could process it in zero time, but we simply can't.
So,
but we have learned to compensate for it. So I can be talking to you, and we walk down a cupboard, and you say, oh, here's a coffee I got for you, and we can be both walking, and you can pass me the cup of coffee, and even though we're both working 0.3 seconds behind reality, we've learned to compensate for it in our whole lives.
So if you see something, and then but you hear something quicker and you delay the hearing to match up, does that mean blind people hear the same thing quicker than a...
Don't know. Oh. This is a whole new, very, very deep question.
You have stumped Dr. Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Join the queue, Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl, I have one more question, and this is something that I was told as a child, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or not. Dr. Loz is asking, when we see things, is it true that we actually see them upside down, but our brain corrects it?
What?
You just see it upside down, and your brain just turns it into normal.
So why do we perceive it as upside down?
Oh, if you do what we call the ray diagram, imagine you're looking at a tree.
Yeah.
And the image from the tree has to go through this little tiny hole at the front of your eyeball, the pupil, and then it has to land on the inside of this thing the size of a golf ball, the retina.
Yep.
Well, if you draw a line, the line from the top of the tree will end up lowest in your eyeball, and the line from the bottom of your tree will go through the hole and end up higher. So you do perceive it, but then you just turn it the right way around.
Is there anyone who doesn't turn it around?
They've done the experiment with people where they've given them special prisms to wear on glasses that turns the world upside down. And after about 3 days, they suddenly wake up in the morning and everything's the right way around again. Their brain has managed to make the switch.
Dr. Carl, this is interesting stuff.
Yeah, the bottom line is this. Reality is for people who can't handle drugs.
Yeah. Good on you, Dr. Carl. Thanks for sorting that out for us. His brand new book is Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science in bookstores. Now, you know you're asking about animals. Do they have this 3-10 style?
Yeah.
I reckon flies haven't got it.
No, oh, yeah.
Try and catch a bloody fly that's annoying you. They're always one step
on
ahead.
The eyelashes, on the lips.
And you sneak up really slowly with your hand, and bang, they're gone before
I've got a
you.
Trick. What you do is you wait on the table in front of you.
Yeah.
You put your hands on either side of it, and then you lift your hand up and clap above it because the air pressure forces it. I've only done it once.
Too good.
But it was
You've
beautiful.
You've only done it once.
Dr. Loz.
Triple M Breakfast's Roo, Dits and Loz are here to help.
We're out to find someone special for our dad.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
We reckon he's a good looker.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
Oh, ladies of Adelaide, listen up. Have we got a man for you to meet right now?
We have. We've got a man called Guy in here. G'day, Guy.
How are you?
Good. What the hell would you put yourself through this for? You're about to go on 5 dates over 5 days. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a while, so I'm actually looking forward to it.
A lot of crazy women out there, Guy. Yeah. What are you after? Can we narrow it down? If you could meet a good one, tell us about her. What's her makeup?
Well, you know, everybody is suited to, you know, different people, and I don't like to be judgmental and all that kind of thing.
But you will.
But please be.
You know, I guess what comes through for me the most is someone that's just genuine and they're down to earth.
Tell us about your lifestyle. What are the things that, you know, you enjoy the most?
Yeah. So when I'm not working and things like that, I love being outdoors. I actually have 3 dogs.
Three dogs?
Yeah, I've got one for myself and one each for my children.
Now, this will tell us a bit about you. What sort of dogs are they?
We've got a Pug Cross Cavalier.
Yeah.
Which I inherited, but he's a good old dog. And then we've got a Cavalier, King Charles Cavalier, which is my daughter's, and a Blue Heeler, which is
good dog choices.
He's good fun.
Yeah.
All right. So you said for the kids, you got a couple of kids.
Yep, got a couple of kids. It's got twins, boy and a girl, age 9. And, you know,
they're gorgeous.
Yeah, we met your kids. I got to say, mate, you've done a great job there, and they are amazing.
Yeah, I love them intensely. They're my life, and I put a lot of time and energy into them.
Now, they told us that you cook a good barbecue.
Yeah.
So are we ruling out vegans and vegetarians?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they are. Are
well,
you really?
No, I'm not. I try and eat pretty healthy myself, so I don't mind a vegan meal now and then too. So I've got actually got a vegetable patch in my garden, and we get a lot of things from there, cucumbers, spinach, broccoli, tomatoes, corn, all
green
sorts of things. So we're trying to bring that into the mix. So no.
Right,
all good. Not.
We'll let her ask how old you are these days.
Yeah, I'm 28.
It's very genuine.
I wish. No.
In your 40s?
In my 40s, I'm in my mid-40s, yeah.
Now, I heard surfing being thrown around. Is surfing a part of your life? Because I feel like when you date a surfer, you're dating someone who's in a relationship with surfing.
Yeah, it is a lifestyle for sure. Actually, you know, it gets into your blood and it's quite addictive. And
where do you like to go?
Well, I live on the Mid Coast, so we surf pretty regularly, Seaford, Triggs, or Port Nolunga, and then if I'm after a bit more size or a bit of a different wave, we'll go down to Waipinga or Middleton.
Now, we haven't asked you about your job. What do you do for work?
Financial services consultant, so I was a financial planner for over 20 years, and then recently sold my business, so now I'm going to still be in the industry as a consultant, but I'm also looking at other ideas now, so I've got some time on my hand, and I wanted a new direction in my life. Jeez, so I don't know where
financial
it's going to go.
Financial advice, you'd get a bit of work here, I can tell you. Just like,
help me, guy.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
It is. Laura's is a big responsibility.
Yeah, I think, even I have, you know, everyone has troubles juggling all that sort of thing.
So. Mm. All right, what's a good date? What do you like to do?
Oh, yeah, good question, Diz.
Well, I guess traditionally in the past, I've generally gone to bars and things like that, and I think sometimes having a beer or a drink helps to settle the nerves a bit. But I think as I'm getting older, I prefer to see someone in perhaps my element and see what they're like. And that's probably outdoorsy or something sporty, or, you know, I even paint a little bit now and then too. So that's always a bit of fun.
Good
my children
grief.
Do as well. So anything that's kind of interactive, I think.
Yeah, right.
Where you can have a bit of a look at each other, do things, but also have a chat at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've got 5 dates coming up in 5 days. Good luck. That's going to be hard work. You're obviously excited about it.
Yeah.
A little bit nervous, though, if you haven't had a date for a couple of years.
Yeah,
might
of course.
Be a bit rusty.
Yeah, oh, definitely going to be rusty. Yeah. It'll be a bit of both, I think. Yeah. A bit excited, a bit nervous, but. You know, on the whole, I've never done something like this. So I think it'd be a great experience.
Well, hopefully we can find you a new partner and we'll keep in touch and see how it goes. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks. There he is, ladies of Adelaide. Register now if you want to go on a date with Guy.
Lock in the Lockleys Hotel for a pint and a palmy or a burger and beer for just $20.
Triple M Breakfast with Lou Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
We know the Crows went down to Brisbane on the weekend, but early in the game, they're actually quite dominant and played some of their best footy, led by 15 points at one stage. Let's hear from the coach, Matty Nix.
I loved our first half. I thought that was some of the best footy we've played, but I think it showed probably where we're at. At the moment, he's not been able to put it together for 4 quarters. Our squad overall is a lot stronger than what it was this time last year. Are we in good form? We weren't in good form coming into this game.
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. I think you'd be thinking about how we can stop the run-ons. The last couple of weeks, and even against GWS, they got multiple goals in a row. They need to be able to stop that and maybe limit that to 3 or something like that in one run instead of 8, 9 or 10.
Yep. Let's look at Port Adelaide, who won their 4th game in a row. Here's the coach, Ken Hinckley.
I thought our first quarter were really strong in pressure and contest, but I thought the second quarter, we went away from that, Dell, to be honest. I didn't really enjoy the second quarter as much as the scoreboard says we do.
In the end, they finished the Kangaroos off pretty well, the last quarter.
They
blew them away.
Yep, and now they head down to Geelong to play down there this weekend. That's a good test for them. That'll be a good test for Port Adelaide to see where they're at. Crows take on St Kilda here Saturday night. That'll be a good test as well because they beat the Cats, come from behind. Saints will be without their best and fairest winner, Jack Steele, and their best small forward in Jack Higgins, who got concussion on the weekend. So a couple of sort of good outs for Adelaide supporters there, but not for Saints fans.
All right. Nathan Buckley has been linked to several coaching positions. Here he is talking over the weekend.
If the Giants called you, would you entertain them?
No.
Why not?
I won't be coaching next year. No, right now, and having had the time out of the game and enjoyed the space that I've been in, sort of in, you know, with Fox and with SEN and, you know, without the stress of and pressure of coaching, I've actually really enjoyed myself and I don't feel the need to bring that stress back into my life at this point.
So, yeah, he's ruled himself out.
Yeah, that's going to throw the betting markets into chaos a little bit, I would have thought. So Ross Lyon doesn't want to coach either unless someone says he's the job, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Alistair Clarkson is just going to have the pick of the bunch.
Would you ever do it, Ruth? Would you ever
No, well and truly gone.
He loves you us too much, Loz.
I love you too.
Loves us.
Talking about sort of finance and footy.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's really good.
What you found in your toilet and that sort of stuff. Yeah.
It's good.
Sturt's Casey Voss, the son of Michael Voss, won the Foss Williams medal, best on ground in the state game. Our boys beat WA by 4 points.
I wonder whether he'll get picked up in the mid-season draft. It's...
And well done to Adelaide United, who beat the Mariners 3-1 over the weekend. They're through to the two-league semi-final. They play Melbourne City Wednesday night, and then, that's here, and then on Sunday in Melbourne. So good luck to them.
Blam Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz. Weekdays when you wake up, or anytime on the Listener app.
The show that was.
The show that was.
Massive show this morning.
Yeah, we had a good show. Darren Lehman was kind enough to join us again to talk about the sad passing of former Test cricketer and Australian cricketer Andrew Symonds.
Oh, yeah, loved him. He's one of the best blokes I've ever coached, mate. A great man. Loved fishing, loved his family, loved his friends, loved a 4X gold tin, mate. You know, he loved getting away in the outdoors. You know, for me, you know, coaching, he taught me a lot, actually, in terms of he needed an outlet. So when I first coached him, I had to give him a couple of days off so he could go fishing. Yeah. You know, and that's just the way he was. He wanted to do the outdoors. He played the game he loved for a game. He didn't play it for the rewards of the monetary rewards. He played it for a game. And that probably sums him up the best way. Just a great mate to all. And we're going to miss him dearly.
Yeah, very, very sad. Moving on, we had Dr. Carl on because what we learned over the weekend, mine this morning was something he had spoken about. I heard him talk about this, that we live our lives in delay.
It's to do with the case of a man who could hear people speak before he saw their lips move. You see, the audio file has to be processed in your brain. It takes 1/10 of a second for your brain to process it. It takes 3/10 of a second for light to come in through the eyeballs, land on the retina, get turned into electricity, and there is processing happening inside the actual retina itself, and then it gets compressed, gets sent to the back of the head, where there's two areas roughly the size of a baby's clenched fist or a golf ball, one on each side of your head, and they turn that electricity into full three-colour glorious 3D, and that takes 3/10 of a second, and so far we've come across, in the whole planet of 8 billion people, one person who has this weird thing.
Tell us about crypto.
Jazz's audio file is longer than 3/10 of a second.
I think
that's
that
what someone said on the text line.
I think that it may be. It takes him a little bit longer. Now, moving on, what did you find in the drain was the question we asked the plumbers of South Australia, and we got some good responses.
I got called out by the cops. Going back 10 years or so, they'd done a drug raid on a house and the perpetrator flushed the evidence and then they called us in to retrieve it and it ended up being $10,000 worth of heroin.
Whoa! Whoa.
Oh, can you say what suburb? Doesn't matter, probably, don't worry about it.
It was a newish suburb. And a nice two-story house, and
they've been doing it for a while.
That's right. There you go, another big show today. We'll do it all again tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Tex Walker will join us, and the grumpy old man. Have a great day. Yeah, take an umbrella if you're heading to work. Might be a few showers around.
And if you want to date our dad, you can check him out first on our Insta, and then put your bid in for a date.